Welcome to another edition of the Northwest Missouri State Coaches Show with the head coach of the Bearcat football team, Mel Churchman. Our coaches show recorded every Monday afternoon at 1 o'clock from Maryville's Hy-Vee. And again, Maryville's Hy-Vee underwriting this interview. And coach, it seems like it was just yesterday. You look back and we were talking about a national championship, the final program of the year, back after that national championship game down in Florence to round out the 2009 season. But here it's time to strap it on and get ready for 2010.
Time flies when you're having fun, John, and it's gone by quick. It really has. I've said it before. When graduation comes around about the 1st of May, and you look at that, you got May, June, July, and all of August. You think, wow, that's a long time. But summer went by fast, and once we've started camp, in some respects, camp drags, but in other respects, it's gone by quick too. And right now, 3 days before a game, if our kids could turn the clock ahead 3 days, they'd do it. They're ready to play, and I think our coaches are too. But it's been good.
Is there any difference as far as the time that's spent in the offseason coming off a national championship season as opposed to maybe the past years as far as your time demands for different events and things?
Well, maybe a little bit for me. As far as our players are concerned, really nothing. Celebrated there after Christmas a little bit, but once we got into the second semester, we decided that we had to focus on this year, and we've moved ahead. And I did some alumni things in the spring, and a few things like that. But our focus is on this year, and that's the important thing. What's past is past, and so we're excited about what we have to look forward to in 2010.
And when you look at the focus on this year, you've got a good nucleus to build around for this year.
We really do, John. We got 9 starters back on offense, all of our offensive line with a lot of experience there, and a good quarter, a great quarterback and a receiver that between the two of them set a lot of records last year. So the offensive side looks pretty good. Defensively, we lost some great players, but we have I think 6 starters back, and we have people at every position that have played. And so I think there's a lot of things in place if we can just take care of business and stay healthy and all those intangibles that are going to come out during the season.
One of the things that people have been talking about during this fall camp is just the running back situation. Looks like while you don't have a Xavier Oman or a Laurent Council back there, but you've got some guys that are going to get some carries that look pretty good in practice.
Well, they do. We actually have 3 of them. Billy Creason right now, if we were to list a starter, he'd be listed as our starter. Jordan Simmons is another sophomore. He and Billy are both sophomores. And then Kelvin Austin, who's a senior. Kelvin's the shortest of the 3. Kelvin's only about 5'6", 5'6 and a half, but really doing a great job this year, and has a lot of energy and provides a lot of enthusiasm to our football team, and he's going to play as well. So, we've got really good depth there. I think those guys are going to do a great job for us and provide us a little bit of a change of pace with each one of them. Every one of them does things a little different, and so I think our fans will enjoy it, and I think we'll be real productive with them.
Yeah, it looks like you've got a nice newcomer coming in at the tight end position as well, Josh Baker.
Well, we did. That's a real blessing for us to have somebody like that transfer in. He's a very good football player. Josh Baker came from Delaware. Graduated actually this last spring at Delaware, but had 1 year of eligibility left because of some circumstances with an injury and a redshirt year, and so not eligible in Division I, but he's eligible in Division II, and we feel real fortunate that he found us, and I think he's going to add a lot to our offense, give us a lot more options.
Yeah, it gives you a lot of depth in the position there.
Well, it really does. Kyle Kilgore has done a great job for us the last 2 years at tight end, and last year started every game, and Kyle's role really isn't going to change any. Kyle's still our tight end. Josh we'll use in a lot of different ways. We run quite a bit out of double tight right now, and we can put him in the slot. We can put him in the backfield. There's a lot of things we can do with him. So it's really, like I said, it's really added a dimension to our football team.
And when you talk about that and then talk about the different strengths that some of the running backs have, do you anticipate kind of, a different type of offense from the standpoint of trying to take advantage of some of those strengths?
Well, I think that, you know, we probably won't be quite as much of a power team at times as we were last year, although, you know, LaRon could do the finesse things too. It's kind of interesting because our offensive line is big, you know. I mean, you get Dane Wardenburg and Brett Grosinger and, Jason Wiseman, those guys, not only are they big physically, they're tall. And you put those little short running backs behind them, and people have a hard time finding them. And, you know, our defense was commenting about that just this past week, that it really, really makes it tough on the defense because they don't know for sure where those guys are at. And so I think, I think we'll do some things a little different, but not a lot, John. We feel like we've got the people in place to continue to do the things that we've done and been successful with offensively.
And when you talk about the offensive line, it looks like that's a good group that you've got to kind of build that offensive room.
Well, it really is. You know, we've got three seniors in there that are starting right now. That I mentioned, Dane Wardenburg, Rhett Gosinger, and Jason Wiseman, and then Rod Williams is a sophomore. And Rod's a big human being. He's got an unlimited amount of talent, and really happy that he's coming along the way he is. And then Cody Johnson has started every game last year as a sophomore. He's the junior starter, and so that gives us five pretty solid players. Ryan Lessman is right there. That could play some, he'll definitely play some at center for us, and he can even play guard, and he's a senior, and then John Petroff, a sophomore, has been real solid as well.
We talk about the defense and having a lot of guys coming back that maybe haven't been starters in the past, but guys have got some playing time. That's kind of the advantages of what you do defensively, isn't it, where you get a lot of guys that seem like they're ready to step up and take that starting role after a couple years in the program.
Well, John, you know from – obviously, from doing all our games, that we play a lot of guys on defense. We pretty much play two deep all the way across. And at this time of the year, that's a big plus for us. That's really helped us because even though we have, we lost, I think, five starters last year off our defensive unit, every one of the guys that will be starting has, playing experience, and not just being in games. They've played in the big games, and they've played in critical situations. So, we feel pretty good about where we're at defensively. Kind of like offense, a matter of depth in certain spots where, there's some concern. And obviously if you have injuries at those spots, then it can make you a little thin. But I feel pretty good about, what we've seen so far from our defense. I think our team speed on defense probably is as good or better than it's ever been. And we've always had people that can run on defense.
Let's talk about some of the guys that you're expecting some good things out of defensively.
Well, you look defensive line, and Shane Shade had a great year last year, and Kyle Sunderman played well, really played well in the playoffs. Those two guys kind of anchor our defensive line, and linebackers Chad Kilgore really played well. He was an all-conference, all-region player as a sophomore last year, and right now we don't have Adam Vondrak, but Willie Horn's been a very solid football player, and he'll be the other inside linebacker for us. And you go in the secondary, and you have both corners back, Ryan Jones and Justin Welch. Both of those guys have played a lot of football as far as corners are concerned. And at safeties, Al Foster Reddick's played a lot, made some big plays for us. And Marcus Martin hasn't gotten to play as much because he's playing behind Miles Burnside's, but Marcus is a specimen as well. So I think, overall, I think we're going to be really solid on defense. I think that right now, the way I see things, I think, our linebackers are probably our overall strength just because we've got so many of them and we got guys that can run there. But our secondary is going to be real solid as well.
Let's just talk about specialty teams. Obviously, fans who follow the team through the playoffs really understand how important special teams can be. And just talk a little bit about what you see with the special teams this year.
Well, we have, we have our punter and kicker both back. Todd Adolph, our kicker, has really done a great job for us. Last year he came in, I think it was after the Missouri Western game, and he started every game since then. He has really matured. We kind of put him in a tough situation there, but he responded really well. But he's going to be a much more mature and solid kicker with a lot better leg strength this year. Michael Stadler has been our punter for the last 3 years, so this will be his fourth year as a starter. And he's had a good off season and a good spring and summer, and he looks great and is punting the ball really well. So, you know, both of those guys are solid. We lost our long snapper. Evan Wilmus was our long snapper, so we lost him. But we've got a couple of young guys who are doing a good job there. And then in the return game, you know, Jordan Simmons and Tyler Shaw did most of our returning last year, and they're both back, and we'll be our top returners again.
And it seems like one of the keys for Northwest football is throughout the season, you generally get a block or two of a punt or a kick that really can kind of turn the tide a bit.
Yeah, we lost Tyler Roach. He was our man last year, man. I think he blocked three or four of them from the inside. But, you know, Kyle Sunderman had a big block in the championship game on an extra point, and he's back in there. And, you know, we've got some guys that can come off the edge. You know, we haven't done most of our blocks the last couple of years have been up the middle, but I think we've got a little better speed and got guys that can come off the edge too. So we'll definitely be a threat to block a kick or two now and then.
Well, the season opens up Thursday night. You've got Texas A&M Kingsville coming to town, a Lone Star Conference team, and a team that had a few down years, but it looks like they've got things going back the right direction as far as their school goes, getting in the playoffs last year.
Well, they had a really solid year last year. I think they were 10-1 in the regular season, and then lost in overtime, I believe, to Tarleton in the playoffs. And so, you know, they've got a lot of people back. Got a great running back, Winburn is his last name, and he is a solid running back. He was the offensive player of the year in the Lone Star Conference last year as a junior, and they do a lot of things with him. He catches the ball real well. They lost a very good quarterback, but they had two guys that, you know, were the backups last year, and those two guys are battling for the starting spot. They got a big boost. They got a transfer from the University of Arizona, and I think, you know, I think he caught 40 passes maybe last year for the University of Arizona, so that's against pretty good competition, so I'm sure he's good. And then defensively, they brought in some transfers, and they have some people coming back, but more than anything else about them, John, they're going to be real athletic. They're going to run well, and you know, they're going to present some real challenges in that respect for us.
What do you see as some of the keys as far as opening up, obviously an opener for both teams, but what do you see as some of the keys to this first game?
Well, I think for us, I think you know, if we can get out and establish the rhythm and control the rhythm of the ball game, I think that's going to be big. I really feel like offensively, we want to press the football. We want to get back on the line of scrimmage and get as many offensive snaps as we can. And I think that might be to our advantage. That might hurt them a little bit, just looking at their depth chart, hopefully. And, you know, defensively, I think, you know, the key for us is going to be to slow down the running back, to minimize their running game. But, you know, not to put so much emphasis on it that we get beat on play-action passes. I think that's going to be important. And all you have to do is look at the stats of the conference games that have been played so far. The first game, turnovers are huge. You know, we can't get in that situation, I don't think, where we can turn the ball over much against a team like Kingsville.
And obviously it's your first game of the season, but it's when you look at the team coming in health-wise, is it just a case primarily of just some of the normal bumps and bruises you get going through fall camp?
Yeah, we have, you know, just like every year, we've got some guys that are banged up a little bit. But for the most part, other than Adam Vondrak, I think we're going to have everybody available to play. And, you know, that's a pretty good sign. At least we can start the season that way, and hopefully we can continue that.
Opening game, always a lot of excitement involved with this. It's just as exciting every year at this time of year for you?
Well, it does. You know, I think this is going to be a special night. You know, they've really done a great job of promoting it. And a week ago, last Thursday, I guess it was, I did an alumni function in Kansas City, which I've done every year, kind of a preseason kickoff meeting. And normally we average about 30 or 40 people there. And this last Thursday, we had over 80 people there. So if there's that kind of enthusiasm all over, and I feel it on campus, I think our students are really sincerely excited about the start of the football season. Thursday night could be a lot of fun and a great atmosphere. I'm sure it will be.
And every game's a good atmosphere at Bearcat Stadium. But opening up the season on a Thursday night, does that add a little bit to the excitement of things?
I think so, John. I do. I think it's great for our students. I think they'll get excited about that. And, you know, these hot days, especially our students, they sit over there in the sun, and, I admire them for being there. But Thursday night, it's not going to be very, it's going to be cool. And, they're going to have a lot of fun, I think. I think we'll have a great student crowd, and, I can't imagine we won't have a great crowd overall. I think it's going to be a great night.
All right, well, Coach, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thanks, John.
That's the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcats, Mel Chertsma. Again, our interview with Coach Chertsma recorded Monday afternoons at 1 o'clock for Maryville's Hy-Vee and underwritten by Maryville's Hy-Vee. For Coach Chertsma, I'm John Coffey, KXCV, KRNW Sports.